Blog Talk Radio.
We out of there, baby. It's your boy DJ Tetra.
And just touch me till I can get my satisfaction.
And then just touch me till I can get my satisfaction.
Who could it be? Who could it be? Who could it be? It's that doctor, that doctor, that
that doctor.
Our show is getting so crazy.
You already know, baby. It's the Dr. Bones and Tetra show.
Dr. Bones and Tetra show, 9:31 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. It's really chilly in our studio right now. Our heater is gone.
It's freezing, doctor.
I'm sorry. You can see my bones. You can see them.
It's
cold.
You know, it's
right
pretty
now.
Cold. I think the heater went out a couple hours ago. So
we came in here. Me and Tetra, we don't have families, so. We went to Quiznos to have Thanksgiving together. I mean, it's kind of sad, but we went to Quiznos, and I was like, you ready to do this? All right, let's go to the studio. We drive to the studio, and guess what? Unlock the keys. It's like a blizzard in here.
Yeah, like, there's literally icicles hanging from the wall.
There's literally icicles. I put my cup of water on the table, and ice cube just started, like, popped up in it. I was like, what the heck?
I don't want that.
I've never seen that in my life. But you know what?
I mean, I need to buy a Snuggie, but,
Thank you, guys. Thank you guys for tuning in. Come see us downtown. Visit our studio, 3rd Street Adams, right next to the Thai Elephant.
The Thai Elephant, guys. It's an elephant that's Thai. I mean, you can't miss it.
You can't miss it. It's Miss Tandon's husband. If you guys know who Miss Tandon is, he's a Thai elephant.
I hate that guy.
Miss Tandon. Guys.
She's so gross. She's so filthy.
If you guys have, like, English teachers you don't like, throw an egg at their head. Pull an egg out of your backpack. Hey, miss. Oh, yes?
Misa don't like that.
Misa don't like the egg in my head.
Oh, no, 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 no.
No, 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 no.
Me no te gusta.
I don't care, so I'm bringing sexy back. Yeah. I'm bringing it back. I promised you guys I'd have that, and I have it now.
I mean, you know, that was smooth. I like the way you transitioned into that.
I like it. I just say hello, and then I'm on the air, you know?
I like it.
That's how I do it, all day, 24/7. On the street, in space. I've been to space. Have you been to space, Tetra? You've been there, haven't you?
Well, we went together, holding hands.
I'm
you remember that?
I'm pretty sure that's where you got your name, Tetra. We were in space, and we were looking back at the Earth, and you were like, Tetra. Like, I didn't even get it. I didn't even get what you were saying. Like, you were just like, Tetra.
I mean, you know, like, I do what I do when I try it.
I was like, okay, that really doesn't make any sense, but I'll take your word for it. Tetra. But you know what? It sticks down. That's all I call you. I don't even call you by your real name, which is, can't say it, because your eyes will start melting.
No. That's why I wear glasses.
That doesn't even make sense, guys.
That's why I wear glasses, guys. I don't like
sense.
That.
If you say his name, his eyes will not melt, I promise.
I mean, you could try it, and I'll probably punch you in the face, because nobody directs me like that.
Nobody. I hope you guys are having a good weekend. It's not even a weekend yet. A good holiday weekend leading up.
I hope you guys had a Thanksgiving, you know? I had a good one.
Hope you did. Like, not like us. We had Quiznos.
You know, I got the bacon cheeseburger at Quiznos. They can't do that, but I made them.
He made them. We're going to talk about how we don't have families right now. I'll start it off with my family. I lost them. It was a picnic in Flagstaff. and I was about 5 years old. Anyway, I woke up in my tent, and I was by myself, and I was like, Mama! Mama! And my family all speak Spanish. I was like, Mama! Saca la basura! And then I came out of the tent, and they were all gone. I never saw them again.
That sucks, man.
And there was a note, and it said, Ha ha, sucker. That's all they left me.
I hate that. That's the worst, man.
What happened to you, man? You never really told me. I'm not trying to, like, bring up dirty memories on the air.
I just don't care. I'm too raw right now.
I would like to know, like, what happened, dude? Like, you never told me.
So I'm sitting here at the McDonald's, right?
Yeah, I show you.
And they're like, hey, go to the playpen.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, okay. And so I'm playing, you know, having a good time.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm just chilling. I look outside. It's dark. You know, I'm the only one in there.
Yeah.
And all the doors are locked. And I was like, dude, what the hell? What the heck? I'm not going to say hell. I'm not going to lie. I'm five years old. I don't say that. But I'm like, man, what the heck's going on? And, you know, I look outside. And, you know, it says, joke's on you, sucker. And I'm like, whoa, what the heck? And then I hear, do-dee, do-dee, do-dee. And I'm like, whoa, what the heck? Look, there's a bomb going off. So I had to make an armor out of the, you know, the balls out of the playpen.
Yeah, I remember that.
And that's, you know, that's what you do. I don't see you there. But that's what saved me. That's the only reason I'm living right now.
Dude, I did not know that your parents tried to assassinate you. You never told me that.
I mean, you know, why would I'm not one to bring that up every now and then, you know.
Yeah,
but
I know you never want to go to McDonald's. It all makes sense now.
I hate it. It's still weird. I mean, it scares me so bad.
I remember the other day, I was like, hey, blah, don't go to McDonald's. Shut up! You punched me in the face.
Oh, yeah.
Like, okay. Okay, baby, okay. Whatever.
I mean, you know, but, you know, it's whatever. I'm a grown man now. I do what I do with Brianna 22s.
Exactly. I do what I do with Ratatouille. But, guys, let's talk about movies. I saw one of the best movies I've seen in a while today. You guys can call me names. Call me loser.
Was it Kick-Ass? Was it Kick-Ass?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't. I saw it was a great movie. Here's a song from it. It was just beautiful.
Looking for a good time, gonna make that shake, that money on a dime. Don't be a sugar daddy, she can work it just fine. Up on the table, she'll be dancing.
If you tell me that song,
was it
make
was
you
it Boys in the Hood too?
It was. That's Ice Cube right there.
Right.
Oh, baby.
Baby, I'm back.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yahoo.
Yahoo. Hey, Bill Clinton.
He's the stupidest guy.
Anyway, let me get back to my subject. You gotta bring up Dirty Bill in the subject. Dirty Bill, he's useless to the world.
He could just die and I wouldn't care.
Your parents should assassinate him with a bomb in the playpen.
Bill's too smart for that.
Because you know Bill's in the playpen all the time. He's
Yahoo!
Yahoo! Jumping the little balls with me, little kids. Yahoo! I hate that guy. Anyway, I saw Burlesque today. Oh my goodness. I got a lot of flack for seeing this movie, but I gotta say, this is one of the. It's a really good movie. If you guys like singing
gay movies, then go ahead and watch it.
If you guys like
baggage.
Seriously. If you guys like sausages.
If you guys like dirty buttholes, then just go ahead and watch Blue Eyes.
Seriously, though, if you guys like musicals and stuff, go see this movie because it's really good. That's all I got to say about that.
No, it's not.
It's really good. This guy doesn't know what he's talking about. He went and saw Love and Other Drugs today, so he's stupid. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He's a big Jake Gyllenhaal fan.
Yeah, I love that guy.
I didn't want to tell you guys, but his favorite movie.
Hey, Doctor.
What?
You know what? What's one of my favorite movies?
Say what?
You know it's one of my favorite movies?
Brokeback Mountain?
Nah, man. Come on. What are you doing? I love the movie Juno.
Juno is a great movie. Something we can agree on, finally.
I think that's top two. Top two favorites.
That's like top 100 for me.
Okay. I gotta go.
No, but Juno's up there. Juno's a really good movie. There's a lot of good quotes from that movie. I can't think of any right now.
There's
a lot of good quotes. And if you've seen it, it's really good. You know what I mean?
No, I've seen it. So, like, you know, I know exactly what you mean.
Are you giving me awkward silence right now? You know what happens with awkward silence, right? You ask for it. Oh, sorry, guys.
What was that? What was that about, guys?
Juno is a really good movie.
Juno's a great movie.
And there's a lot of good quotes in it. You should see it. Now, one of my favorite movies is 500 Days of Summer. I think this is, like, one of the best movies ever made on the planet.
Hey, Dr. Bones?
Yes, sir.
Did you cry on that movie? Should I bring that up?
I did cry. I'm not going to lie.
Did you really?
I just had to get that out of my system real quick, another one of those crazy spasms, because that's what I got to do when I talk about emotional moments. But, I mean, that movie is just ridiculous. I mean, that movie really hit close to the home for me. I was about to get married to this girl. I was engaged to her. And then, like, I don't know what happened. She was like, oh, I love you. I was like, oh, I love you too. And then I came home one day, and there she was. Standing there, all greasy and slimy.
There she was.
Looking at me naked. And she was like, you want this? And I was like, no. And then she jumped out the window and killed herself. I was never the same. But that's exactly what happens in 500 Days of Summer.
Yeah, it's like, it happens in the movie.
Word for word, that's exactly what happens. And I was like, oh, man, that really hurts.
You know what else? You know the girl in that movie?
Oh, the little girl?
No, the main one. Oh, the little girl's...
Little
Isn't
girl,
that
a, she's in that movie, Let Me In. The movie's crazy.
She's Hit Girl, huh?
Huh?
The little girl's Hit Girl, isn't she?
Yeah.
Wow.
Look at this.
If you guys don't know, like, Hit Girl is, like, my favorite person in the world.
In the world.
Like, legitimately, like, I really love Hit Girl.
He does. Like, he, like, calls me just to talk about her.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, why don't you grow up? And then his fist comes through the phone and punches me. And he's like, you talk about Hit Girl like that. Next time, it'll be an ice pick in your neck. And I'm like, hey. Okay.
Oh, yes. Whoa. You come down.
Hey.
What's up, bro?
We're going to still talk about movies, but guys, if you guys have any favorite movies you guys want to talk about, call in. Press 1 on your phones and call in. Do it. And if you don't do it, you know what? Whatever. We don't need you.
Well, I need you. I need you guys a lot.
I don't, but you guys call in if you want.
Okay.
Press one on your phone. One on your phones right now. What are some other good movies, Tetra?
I'm a big fan of The Dark Knight.
Dark Knight's a good movie. That was like a revelation movie. Like, when I first saw it, I was like, it changed my life. I'm not going to lie. Like, I've never seen a movie like that before.
Like, I've legitimately seen it like 30 times.
I mean,
if you guys know me, I'm a big fan of The Joker also.
That guy is, like, amazing.
You know, I mean, it's weird to think that Heath Ledger played the Joker. Like, if you watch, like, I don't know, I've never seen Brooklyn Brown, but,
Heath Ledger played The Dark Knight?
Yeah.
The Dark Knight?
He played the Joker, man.
Heath Ledger played the Joker?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, man.
I thought that was the guy from Harry Potter.
No.
Oh, man, I'm way off. Dang, where have I been?
Dude, I don't know, under a rock.
Yeah, I thought Dwayne Johnson played.
Dwayne Johnson played the Joker.
Oh, we have a hand up. Come on, talk about your favorite movie. Tell us what's up. We're going to let you on right now. All right.
Hi.
You're on the air. Hello?
Yeah, I'm a baby.
Yeah, I'm a baby. You're on.
Hello?
Hello?
The Grudge?
What'd you
say?
The
Grudge?
I like The Grudge.
You like The Grudge?
Yes.
That's not even a movie.
It's not a movie.
That's something that you hold against somebody when they do something bad to you.
Oh, The Grudge. Like
yeah,
the scary movie?
Yeah.
Yes?
Are you from China?
Yes.
Yes?
Do you speak English?
Yes.
Do you speak Spanish?
Are you laughing at us?
What are you talking about? I like
what?
The Grudge.
You like The Grudge.
I like The Grudge.
Well, if that's your favorite movie, something's wrong with you. That is not good at all. How do you like The Grudge?
Have you seen The Grudge? I don't think you've ever seen
it.
I don't think you've ever seen it.
I don't think you've ever seen it in your life.
Do you like watching, like, murders happen in real life, too? Do you like watching drive-bys?
Do you drip drive?
I like to drive.
Drip drive.
You don't drive. Hit the road, Jack? Hit the road.
I bet you know that one.
Well, that was interesting.
I ain't gonna lie, that was pretty crazy.
I had no idea what she was saying. I hope that was a girl, because if that was a boy, I mean, we're not doing this radio show anymore.
I think that was a little Chinese boy. You like that? I was really disturbed. Oh my goodness.
It was crazy. You know, thinking of, like, did you ever go on YouTube and type in I'm Yours, right, on YouTube?
Mm-hmm.
And then you get a video pop, you know, like the related videos. You get a little kid singing, a little Chinese boy.
Uh-huh.
Pop, he's so, like, I think this is the cutest video I've ever seen. It's like a little Chinese boy singing I'm Yours.
For real?
Yeah, like, but he's just like, he doesn't even, but it's so good. He plays the song, but he doesn't sing it right. He's like 3 years old. And he's like, na 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 na. And then he has his own song out. It's his own song. It's called I'm Mickey Mana, Mickey Nana.
What?
I'm like, it goes, I'm Mickey Mana, Mickey Nana, Mickey Nana.
My
look
Nana
it up,
Kumana.
Guys.
That song?
Look it up. It's the greatest song in the world.
I'll do it. We should do it on a computer in a little bit. I'll do it in a little bit. Don't even worry.
Don't even trip, man.
We'll get back to that. That's really cool, though, you know, little Chinese kids. You guys want to call on our show? Call in.
I mean, you know, whatever it takes, you know?
If you're already listening, then call in, you know?
Dr. Bones.
What's up, man?
What's the movie that you've seen the most ever in your life?
Ever in my life? This is going to come to surprises you, because you probably don't know.
What
but
is it?
Casablanca. It's a really good movie, guys. It came out in, like, the 40s or 50s or something. 20s? 1890? I don't know. But
what's isn't there, like, that famous quote in there?
Famous quote?
Yeah, you're going to regret it, baby. Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But you're gonna admit it.
I don't recall. I'm not a smart man, but
but I know what love is.
But I have a box of chocolates. No.
Sorry to break up your Black Panther maiden.
I'm sorry I broke up your Black Panther maiden.
Okay.
I'm glad we're at the nation's capital, Jenny.
Baba. Oh.
They gave you the Congressional Medal of Honor. Oh, Lieutenant Dan, you farting everywhere.
Lieutenant Dan, take this. Whoa!
Lieutenant Dan, kaboom, they shoot him. End of the movie. Fortunate has AIDS. Did you guys get that? Am I the only one that caught that in the end?
What?
Forrest Gump had AIDS.
Forrest Gump had AIDS?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You don't even know, see? Okay, Jenny had AIDS, right? And that's how she died. Okay, and if they had
how do you
kid,
know that's how she died?
Because that's how she died. She said it at the end. She's like, Forrest, I got the new disease, AIDS, or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and obviously if they have a kid, okay, there's no, like, nothing protecting or anything, so he's going to have AIDS. So Forrest has AIDS, too.
Well, you don't automatically get it.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
It's physically proven.
By you don't automatically get it, like.
Boy.
You don't. This is it, guys. Listen to it.
Here you go, guys. Straight from Tetra. I'll boot anybody.
Hey, Dr. Bones.
I'll boot anybody.
Look for the related videos and look for him when he's singing his own song. It's like Amiki Mana.
Maina Nukamana?
Something like that, yeah.
I'll look it up on a computer. Hang on. I'll let it load.
That's I mean, cool. I would do it, you know, but I got, we got a lot of budget cuts, so.
Your fingers are tied, so your toes. I understand. I think somebody's on the line again. I'm going to bring him back. If it's a little Asian person again, you're getting booted again. But here we go. You're on.
Hi, baby, you already know.
You already know you're on. Hello?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing? Okay, we wrote this for our purpose.
Okay, we wrote this for our purpose. The motive makes you at this time. What does hypnotize
Choking on it.
What just happened? What just happened?
What?
No!
Blew your mind. Seriously, I just want to say something real quick. This week and last week, we've only had one show and one show, but I can't even explain how good next week's going to be.
Next week's going to be great.
I can't explain it. Wednesday, December 1st, this band, I think I've said it before, OPM, they are going to be on our show releasing a single. Releasing a single on our show. First time you're ever going to hear the song is on our show. Can you believe that? I can't believe it.
I can't either.
They're going to be on December 1st, which is next week Wednesday, releasing their single, OPM. I don't know what the single's called, but they're going to be on next week. And then next Thursday, Dan Cronin, writer of Conan O'Brien, is going to be on our show. He had to reschedule, but he's going to be on next week for sure.
For sure, guys.
For sure, we have his number. I mean, man, I can't even explain how good it's going to be next week. I'm so excited for it.
It's going to be great. I mean, you know, if you know anybody who likes the Conan O'Brien, so tell them, be like, DJ Tetra and Dr. Bones are going to have him on the show. Tune in just to see what he's like.
Tune in. Don't be dumb. Don't be ridiculous. Don't be a floozy.
Don't
walk
be
around
a
floozy with sandals and socks. That's the worst. Sandals and socks.
I've seen people like that before. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, dirty Mexicans. You feel me? You feel me, Tetra?
I got you, man.
You feel me? I can't even walk in a ranch market without getting stared at.
No, I can't without, like, you know, they check my green card. I'm like, hey, man.
Oh.
Look at these Dolce & Gabbana's I'm rocking. You think of what back in the 40s?
You think you can wear those? Oh, get out of here. And then I ripped their fake mustache off with my... I ripped it off with my pinkies. Because my pinkies have razors on them. So I just shaved their eyebrows off.
Oh, Jesus. Dude, doctor.
What's up, man?
You know the movie I've seen the most, like, ever?
What? What's the movie?
Grease.
Grease?
You have no idea how many times that I've seen that movie.
I just want to say something. That movie is straight up ruined for me, and I hate it now. It's a good movie. Don't get me wrong, Tetra. It's a really good movie. But, like, I knew somebody that was in the play Grease at my school, and I just can't watch it the same anymore.
Was that the one I was supposed to go to?
Yeah, you bailed on me. Made me cry.
No, I knew it was going to get ruined.
That's
why I didn't go.
I replaced you with 10 other friends, so don't even worry.
I got to go.
I traded 1 for 10 because only 10 friends can replace you, baby.
Ooh, that's what I like to hear.
Ooh. But yeah, serious. Oh, Ukulele Mai Nai Kumana. I think we found it on our computer.
Is that it?
Tell me if this is it.
Mai Nai Kumana.
That's it right there, guys. Listen up.
Manga Kumana.
I want to say something really quick. If you're 5 years old and you're talking like this, you're mentally retarded.
He doesn't speak English, stupid.
Okay, if you're 5 years old and you're like,
namma, 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 like a loco like that.
You're mentally retarded.
We should get him to be on an awkward silent moment. He'd be perfect.
He'd be perfect. I'd be like, he'd be like, namma, namma, namma.
He'd start eating the air.
What in the world? I'm reading the comments. His laughter can cure world hunger. What?
Doc, you know what else we should look for real quick?
Some guy wrote, this
okay.
is stupid.
Look here, man.
Look, this is stupid. All he's worried about is playing fast and smiling. I have to worry about college. that's good.
That's good comedy right there.
That's good. No matter what you're good at, there's always an Asian better than you.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I first thought you were talking about the comments for our show, and then I realized you were talking.
Somebody left a comment on this kid, and all it says is Gran Torino.
Oh, dude, that's messed up. Yeah, because
he
hates the freaking Chinese people.
Oh, that's beautiful, man. that's a good comment, whoever's out there.
Dude, Dr. Bonds, you know what we should look for?
What should we look for?
Charlie bit my finger.
Charlie,
don't suck on my
ass. Ow!
Slurp.
Charlie, I'll kill you.
kill you.
That's it.
Charlie, if you ever touch me again, I will wreck your life.
That's the unedited version. You go off camera, he's like, Charlie, I'll kill you if you ever do that again, so come at me,
Charlie,
cuz.
You stupid cousin.
Call me cuz, I'll kill you.
Come at me, bro. Come at me.
Come at me, bro. And he kills him. He kills him like the turd he is.
He shoots him once. He's like, that's one shot, bro. That's one shot. Skipping
one
around.
Shot,
skipping around the camera.
Let's pull up this fool.
Charlie. Charlie bit me.
Tell Charlie to shut up.
Stupid Charlie.
Charlie's such an idiot.
Charlie's stupid and he just laughs afterwards.
Oh, Charlie grows up and gets shot in the mouth. To feel the pain I feel waking up every morning.
If you guys haven't seen the documentary Typhoon, please see it. Please see it. I mean, that's the stupidest movie I've ever seen in my life.
I'm gonna rip off his testicles and stop on him. We could get through the pan after. Waking up every morning.
Who says that? Mike Tyson. He's like, I'm gonna stomp on your testicles so you can feel the pain I feel every morning when I wake up.
He says something like, I'm gonna get his children and rip out their buttholes. I'm like, no, I'm not, don't do that.
And roast them. Roast them. He's like, Michael, calm down.
Michael Tyson, no.
Michael Kalani Tyson, calm
down. Kalani?
Michael Kalani Tyson. Chill out, you demon.
You demon.
Oh, man, that's funny. This has been a funny show, you know? It's been a really crazy show.
It's DJ.
We only have 2 minutes left, guys, but I strongly urge you, like no other urge in my body, to tune in next week, Wednesday and Thursday. I can't.
And they're like, yeah, we only had one show this week, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it was great, you know, but next week is going to be like, you know.
Doubleheader. Tell everybody. Tell all your friends. Tell them all.
Yeah.
Tell them all what's going down next week. It's going to be beautiful. I can't even explain how beautiful it's going to be.
And, you know, after the show, if you guys are doing anything, I just want to put this in. Kung Fu Panda's going to be on.
Kung Fu Panda 2 is coming out. A
little
heads up. Kung Fu Panda 2. What else good movies are coming out? Tron? I kind of want to see that. I kind of look dumb, but I'm going
to watch that movie. What's it called? The dude gets stuck in the cave? He's trapped
127 hours with James Franco.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's a real story, too. He got to cut his arm off.
Hey, I'm going to say it's so calm. I gotta wake up really early tomorrow, doctor.
You have to wake up super early.
I got work tomorrow,
I want
9 to 9.
Applause. Here in the studio, it's just me and him.
Yeah.
But he has to wake up like at 9 in the morning and work till 9 at night.
I'm gonna be working 9 to 9, 12 hours. If you guys wanna come see me, I'm gonna be at the, Desert Sky Mall.
Go meet him at Desert Sky Mall. He's working the slave wages tomorrow, Black Friday.
Glass Cage Sports, Desert Sky Mall. Everything's 25% off. I'm going to throw it in there because I don't care.
Everything's 25% off?
Literally everything in the whole store is 25% off.
Are you kidding me?
No. So you can get jerseys probably for like 80 bucks.
Hey.
70 bucks.
Are you kidding me?
No.
You got to be kidding me. That's a steal, guys. Oh, my goodness, that's a steal.
Jesus, too much steal.
Too much good deals going on here.
So come see me. Ask for Tetra Blas. I'll be right there. The key one with the glasses.
Oh, those Dolces, you know? I feel you. I feel you, Kyle.
Yeah, I don't know, baby.
I feel you. All right, this is Dr. coming at you live from downtown Phoenix.
Your name is Dr. Bones. You
just I forgot
the Bones. This is Dr.
Anyway, this is Dr. Bones coming at you live from Phoenix.
This is your boy DJ, the JJ, JJJ. There's a lot of J's. Tetra.
We're going to leave you a little song called No Money in the Bank by Swiss Beats. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week, Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah, I don't know, baby.
Looking at me.